Time to talk Cobra basketball here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats right here on 103.9 FM KNZA every single Thursday here on your local sports authority. It's presented by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Health Center, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. Jake Spaulding with you, talking with head coach Matty Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras and the Lady Cobras, 4-1 right now on the young season as we head into the Christmas break. But one more game tonight before that break. And Coach Massey, let's talk about last Friday's game against the St. Mary's Bears. It was a game after your only loss of the year against Troy early in the week. Just tell me how the girls came out against the Bears last Friday on the road. You guys get that win 44-37.
It was a battle. We played really hard. We had some difficult struggles in the first half, for sure. We switched our defense up a little bit after halftime, and making those changes helped us pull out that win. I mean, Chesney Cochran, she hit 6 threes, which ending with 23 points, that was a huge propeller into getting that win. We also had 16 assists on the night, which tells me we're hitting a few shots. We got lots of offensive rebounds as well. So I was pretty proud of that win. Going into it, I knew it was going to be a game, but they persevered and pulled it out.
So that improved your record to 3-1, and then you moved into another home game this past Tuesday hosting Onega. And what you've seen a lot this year so far, Coach, is the fact you guys have righted a lot of wrongs from a season ago, flipping the script, getting wins against teams that got you last year. This past Tuesday against Onega, a tight win, but 37-32 on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that was another really close win for us. I think the difference last year, we had a lot of close games that we could just not finish in the end. And this year, it seems like we're just stronger, we're more confident, and we're really finishing those games. And on Tuesday night when we played Onega, I knew it was going to be a battle as well. They're very physical. We let them expose us defensively in the first half with their post players. They were lobbing it inside, and our help defense was not good. Again, we made some adjustments and went to our zone, which kept them from getting it inside, and they had to rely on their outside shot. We shot 58% from the free throw line, which is not as good as I want it to be. We shot over 70 against St. Mary. We're really focusing on the free throws. We've been changing some things in practice to make them a little more pressured and hoping that can start translating, because the free throws are really big for us in these close games.
No doubt about it. You guys, again, I'm talking about some pretty close games this past two for you guys. 44-37 against St. Mary's, 37-32 against Onega. But here's some positives that you're seeing right now, Coach, is the fact your team's averaging 45 points a game, but on the defensive side, you're allowing just 33 points per game. Largest defensive opponent output was against Troy a week or so ago when they scored 63, but nobody else has scored more than 40 in a game other than Troy this season. What's working on the defensive side?
I think we have more in our repertoire this year. We're trying to switch them up. I've had these kids, these seniors, I coached them in middle school in 7th and 8th grade, so they really know what to expect. I think we've got a few strong leaders that are communicating more, working together defensively. We're able to make switches last second. So I think that's contributing to getting offense stopped from those other teams.
No doubt about it. Well, we got to head into our timeout here really quickly. But before we do, I want to just remind all you listeners that tonight's matchup against McLouth will be on the Cobra Channel. It'll be Jackson Heights at McLouth. Jackson Heights, their best start on the girls' side since 2022 when they started 4-0. 4-1 right now. We'll get to our timeout here in just a little bit. We'll talk with head coach Brett Plattner in just a little bit from now. But continuing on here with head coach Matty Massey of the Lady Cobras. Coach, you guys have the best start since 2022 right now. 4-1 heading into your final matchup before the Christmas break tonight at McLouth. And it's a game that you can catch on the Cobra Channel this evening. But what are you looking for your girls tonight as you guys head into this final game before the Christmas break?
Really reinforcing rebounding, taking away those second chance points, pushing the ball, sharing it with each other, and making sure that we're being positive. That's a big thing for us right now, is moving that ball as quick as we can, making that easy pass, and lifting each other up when we make mistakes. So hopefully we can go into break with a win, because we definitely don't want to have to sour our break with a loss, but we're going to do our best, and hopefully we'll get that one.
If you were to get that win, Coach, 5-1 heading into the break, as you will have a little bit of time to reflect on the start to the season. Even if it's 4-2, I understand the sourness that would be over break. But what are you taking away from your team right now with where you guys are at with this current 4-1 mark, trying to go to 5-1 tonight on the road?
We definitely have our go-to players, but our scoring has been spread out in several of our games, which is awesome to see others contributing in that column. We got some kids that are doing the small things, like getting rebounds, offensive rebounds, creating those second chance opportunities, which is huge. We need all types of players so that we can win, and I'm looking forward to what we can do in January and February, because this team is looking bright.
Right after the break, Jackson Heights on the road for their first four games out of the break, Coach. You're going to be at Horton, at Troy, at Riverside, and at Oskaloosa out of the break. So this is an important game for your squad, getting ready to go into break before you come out of break, because you want to have a home game until January the 15th coming out of the break. So how important is it for that win here tonight?
Super important. Going on the road is tough, especially four games in a row. So especially this one's going to be on the road as well tonight.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to going out there and just creating some chaos with our defense.
No doubt about it. That's head coach Matty Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Coach, this is it for 2025. We'll have these conversations in 2026. Crendon Prophet will be back with you next January, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Coach Matty Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Cobra Locker Room Chat presented by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, Farm Bureau Financial with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Don't forget, every single Cobra game you can catch on the Cobra channel, team1sports.net, or you can check them out on their Facebook page, Jackson Heights Cobra Channel. Quick timeout. Brett Plattner will be talking boys basketball after this here on KNZA.